I'm heading downtown, though. Speaking of ice and nice, Ender Goachman is here. How you doing, Ender?
Doing great. How about yourself?
The ice being social ice. I'm doing fine.
Yeah, it's nice and warm in the studio today. So
that's When I opened up the door this morning, came into the building, that was my first thought. Heat on, good.
I can appreciate that.
Just want to make sure everything's working properly.
Yeah.
Then you check the electricity. All right, now, what's going on downtown? I mentioned social ice coming up, huh?
Yes, so it's the new year, and what better way to kick off the new year than with one of our very, very popular events called Social Ice. So that's Rochester.
Just hope it's not 20 below.
Let's hope it's not. No, I know Thursday last year would be perfect. Socialized, it was like negative 35 with wind chill, so it was pretty cold that first day. But yeah, so Socialized, Rochester, Minnesota's Ice Bar.
And what's the date on that?
It's 3 days, February 18th, 19th, and 20th. So that's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Any changes coming this year that from last year other than warmer weather?
I don't know. We'll see. As far as like what we're doing, it's going to have the same flavor, same celebration of Minnesota winters, outdoors. Mm-hmm. It's going to feature 7 different ice bars, each uniquely themed by the bar that's representing that ice bar. Last year, we saw some pretty cool ones, and we introduced a new theme called the Champions Cup, where we had visitors vote for their favorite ice bar, and Kathy's Pub took away the Champions Cup with their Star Wars theme.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Star Wars theme a year ahead of time.
Yeah, they're kind of ahead of the game there with that popular movie. But this year, hopefully they'll outdo themselves. I know we've got some pretty cool ones that have been submitted, so we're really excited to see that.
Yeah.
I think the Hulk might make an appearance with one of the ice sculptures, so that'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Okay.
On top of that, there's always specialty drinks, so each bar kind of goes head-to-head to see who can outdo themselves with the specialty drinks, whether they're hot or cold. There's always something for somebody.
So again, that's the weekend of February 18th through the 20th.
That's correct, 18th and 20th.
Okay.
Happen in the evenings.
All right. So what else is on the RDA agenda here?
Kind
of getting ready for summer, aren't you?
We are, yeah. I know, believe it or not, it's pretty cold out, but we are getting ready for
the
summer.
Days are getting longer.
Yeah, I was actually the e-newsletter last week, and it turns out we have 20 weeks until Thursdays on 1st and 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just almost right around the corner. It's kind of hard to believe that.
Countdown begins.
And then we have the summer movie series. We have Dogs Downtown, which is also coming up in August. But speaking of Thursdays on 1st and 3rd, we are actually looking for vendor applications. So anyone who's interested in becoming a vendor at Thursdays on 1st and 3rd, probably the biggest event here in Rochester and the surrounding area, feel free to hop online, downtownrochestermn.com, and you can find the applications for Thursdays on 1st and 3rd.
All right, downtownrochestermn.com. Any qualifications that need to be for a vendor to
there's definitely a few different ones, pretty much all explained out in the vendor packet online. Certain criteria, they have to be handmade, they can't be things that you just purchase and try to sell, so there's definitely some criteria and qualifications that you have to meet. And then on top of that, we're actually introducing some new events starting March 10th. We have an event called Ladies Night Out that we'll be doing downtown here.
Mm-hmm.
We also have another event called Pop-Up Park on June 16th. We have Pop-Up Park. So that's going to be pretty neat. We're basically building a tiny little mini park right here in downtown. It'll pop up for the day, and you can experience what it would be like to have a tiny little park in a little urban experience, urban setting. So we're pretty excited about that. It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
We're doing our first ever fall celebration in October, and then we're also going to have a downtown dining week, which is also pretty popular in a lot of cities. That's going to be October 16th through October 22nd. But the big one coming up is Social Ice on February 18th.
All right. And again, for more information, you can always go to downtownrochestermn.com. And you're also looking for some interns, huh?
We are, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. So with Thursdays on 1st and 3rd and the events that we have during the summertime, well, we always love to have interns. It's a great experience for them to get experience. Help out their portfolio. We're looking for 2 summer event interns and then 1 marketing intern. And there's information on that. And this is a paid internship, so that's always fun too.
All right. That'll perk a few ears up, you know.
Make some money while you're learning and getting experience.
Sure. All right. So again, just go to the website for more information, downtownrochestermn.com. Anything else coming up?
That's pretty much about it right now.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll get all geared up for Social Ice. It'll probably warm up a little bit by then.
Downtown Rochester, Peace Plaza.
All right. Ender, thanks for coming in. We'll do it again next month.
Thanks for having us.